My name is James McNeil, and this land was once mine. I own 61 acres covered with live oak and pine. Paid 90 cents an acre for the deed in 82. The money was hard earned, and my dreams, they were too. I was born in Marion County in 1843. At 18, I enlisted in Florida's 1st Cavalry. I went to fight the Union with my buddies by my side. I was there when Lee surrendered at Appomattox in April 65. And I killed my share of soldiers, and I struggled with disease. And I fought them in Virginia, and I fought in Tennessee. When the war was over, I came home to farm these fields. What you see before you now's the home of the ghost of James McNeil. With my wife and daughter and two sons, I farmed this land. We sank our family's roots and hopes deep in this Florida sand. Our lives were hard and humble, we was poor, but we was proud. When we died, we left behind the ruins that lay before you now. And this is where we built our home, where we now live again. And over there is where the chickens and the goats were penned. This gravesite marks the place we laid our little Maddie down. Martha followed after her and left me on my own. 1905, I sold my home and land and walked away. I was old and sick, the well was dry, there was bills I had to pay. My soldier's pension weren't enough to keep me in the clear. I'll tell you though that when I left, my spirit stayed right here. And now these woods are filled with people's voices once again. Please say a little prayer for my Maddie, will you, friend? And pay your last respects to Martha also, if you please. And take away a sense of Florida's history when you leave. And for a moment as you're passing through here, stand real still. You just might hear the whisper of the ghost of James McNeil.